This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter, beginning with the first verse. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man comes to seek out and save the lost." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I love to go to concerts, and I think this is when I relate to Zacchaeus the most, as a wee little man, a short person. It seems like the tall people always come out to concerts and stand right in your way, right? And this, I think, is Zacchaeus in this crowd just trying to see Jesus also. Today I'm going to go kind of deeply into the story, maybe a different direction than you are expecting with Zacchaeus. And there's a few characters I want to look at. So there's Jesus, the one who saves. Pretty standard character development for Jesus right there, the one who saves the unexpected. The crowds that are following Jesus around. Now, we're in the 19th chapter of Luke, so Jesus has done a lot of miracles. He's preached, and he's taught, and he's talked to a lot of people, and he's been around, so the crowds are gathering to follow him. They're hearing about him and what he's doing. They want to see what he's all about. And we have Zacchaeus, our tax collector, but a curious heart, our unexpected chosen recipient of grace today. Not just a tax collector, but the chief tax collector, probably stealing all of their money in the crowd, and they know it. And yet, when he meets Jesus, he's not chastised or lectured, not shamed or called out, but loved, transformed, changed by mercy in this presence. Our undeserving hero of Jesus' attention and one who inherits the kingdom of God. But he still receives those side comments and grumbles and glances and rumors from the crowd. There's one more character, I'm going to call it a character, that I want us to consider today, and that's the tree, the sycamore tree. This is a couple different sycamore trees. The one on the left is probably a little more accurate to Jericho and what would have been growing there, but the one on the right is an American sycamore tree. I wanted to show how dense they are, how leafy, and lots of branches, but also just large trees. So keep that visual for a little bit. But trees play some interesting roles in Scripture and in God's world. From the beginning, representing life, the tree of life. But they take on so many characteristics along the journey and along the way in God's world also. The tree in the beginning, and a contributor of our sin story. And then, along the way, in the end, the tree that will make a cross for our Jesus to die on. And the stories and the life and the resurrection in between all of those trees. And Zacchaeus, our main character here, we usually remember one attribute about him. Of course, the catchy song, the wee little man, a short king, vertically, popularly challenged tax collector. Here's about this guy, Jesus. Yeah, I want to see him. I have to see him. All these tall people in my way. climb, climb, climb up into the sycamore tree. Now we can go two ways with this tree. Did Zacchaeus simply want to get higher up just to see Jesus? What was he going to do? What magic or miracles or healings was he going to say? Or was this also super convenient because Zacchaeus' lack of likability would have been a barrier for him in this crowd? And to get away and stay hidden in this dense sycamore tree but behind all the leaves, a win-win for Zacchaeus. I can now see the guy who's doing these strange things all around town, and no one can take a swing at me because I'm nice and hidden away. So I want to ask you today, what is your sycamore tree? What is your hiding spot, a comfort zone, a shield, blinders, the leaves that keep you insulated from the word, the truth, the good news of Jesus? Part of Zacchaeus' insulation, his comfort zone, his shield from hearing, believing, living into Jesus' real truth, at least before he meets Jesus, his barrier to that freedom was that he was wealthy. He had some money. He was a crook. He was tax collecting, saying one for the government, one for me. Thank you very much. See you next year. Unless I decide I want to come sooner. He was in the Romans' inner circle, not in Jesus' inner circle. These powerful guys who felt threatened by Jesus' declaration of freedom and mercy and fullness and life for the poor and the hungry, yeah, those guys. Zacchaeus hides behind his powerful, cushy life. So what could Jesus' good news be for him? Because if his heart continued on this comfort zone to hold on to money, then giving away half of it hurts. That's what he cares about in his comfort zone. But instead, his heart is transformed by this encounter. Love is more powerful, moving and freeing Zacchaeus from that old life. So in your sycamore tree, do you peek out from behind the branches and leaves to just get a peek of Jesus, a little glimpse, and then retreat back into that comfort zone when Jesus might be seeking for you to come out of the tree? Because it's comfortable. Our little lives that we've created, the people we're around, the social media feeds that we've hacked together with every video that we watch, the news sources that we listen to, the conversations that we have, but maybe Jesus is asking you to get out of these comfort zones, to glimpse into a bit of that uncomfortability for the sake of knowing Christ. And then the sycamore tree can also be a stronghold, a life-giving foundation of life-breathing faith, a lookout point of willingness to see and be seen by Jesus, a promise of abundance and prosperity in the belief that transformation happens just in the presence of our Messiah. And are you ready in your sycamore tree? Because Jesus is inviting himself over. Jesus doesn't ask the crowd, hey, is this guy not a crook and I can go to his house? Or is this lady worthy of a chat with me? He's not using good manners here. He's just coming right over. And in a culture right now where our neighborhoods might not be very connected, I moved into my house a year ago, and I know maybe two people's names. I know more dogs around the neighborhood. But this is my problem too, but people drive home, close their garage doors. It's not really my community. I drive to my friends. I drive to Minneapolis and Bloomington, and I have a friend in Eagan and Lakeville. And so our neighborhoods look a little different. Maybe Jesus seeks Zacchaeus out of a tree, calling him out of his comfort zone, and he's calling us to seek out our neighbors out of that comfort zone also. And then Jesus is just the guest, inviting himself over, insisting. He says to Zacchaeus, I must stay at your house. I'm going to bring grace to share, and I'm unconcerned with how messy your house is, how messy your life is, your body, and your soul. But Jesus says, I desire to be near to you, to know you, to eat with you, to commune with you, to sit at tables and stand in the streets with you, because you are loved. You are not alone, and you are called and radically included into this kingdom of God. So maybe your bravery to peek out of the tree and of the leaves could lead to some conversation, understanding, empathy, change and transformation in the new life that Christ promises us. But it begins with just a little peek at the way, the truth, and the life, and a yes to the invitation to come out of the tree, to release the burdens on you that keep you stuck, hiding away. And Jesus says, be strong and courageous, as God declares. I'm going to end with a little blessing for you. What if Jesus is seeking you out? What if Jesus is seeking you out? Then holy transformation incoming, welcome to my house, Messiah. Take off your shoes, have a seat. Would you like something to drink? Supper will be ready in just a moment. I hope you like hot dish. Kick up your feet, make yourself at home right here in my heart. Amen.